Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. A 51-year-old man has died in a Town of Wilson ATV crash. Lincoln County Sheriff's Department reports the crash last evening on County Road CC near Tomahawk. Deputies report the driver was westbound and struck a bear, and the ATV driver was thrown from the vehicle. The driver was eventually taken by helicopter to Aspirus Hospital in Wausau, where he died from his injuries. Deputies report the unidentified driver was not wearing a helmet. The investigation continues. Retailers and restaurants are hiring for the holiday shopping season, and there's many opportunities, Mona Shand reports.
Nationwide, retailers plan to add 650,000 jobs, with restaurants also planning to increase staffing. Robert Dorr was a New York City commissioner in Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration and is now a senior advisor with the Path Forward Coalition. He says those opportunities are ripe for many different demographics.
College students or senior citizens that aren't really interested in working full-time, but they also can be a way in which you establish a relationship with an employer, develop a record of success in the workplace, and that can translate into a full-time job in the long run.
Dorr notes that with the fast-paced nature of the holiday shopping and dining season, workers of all ages stand to gain critical life skills, such as working under pressure and gracefully handling complaints. Many consumers are shifting to making purchases online, but that doesn't mean the end of retail jobs, says Broderick Johnson, also a senior advisor with Path Forward and former assistant to the president and cabinet secretary under President Barack Obama. Instead, he says, it means new types of jobs and new skill sets.
Fulfillment centers and also changes in delivery systems with retailers is changing the nature of those jobs as well and creating very exciting opportunities to learn.
Retailer Target recently announced plans to increase its minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. I'm Mona Shand reporting.
Two Northwood state lawmakers want a federal judge to take back his order to reduce punishments at Lincoln Hills, saying it has emboldened violent offenders. Senator Tom Tiffany and Representative Mary Felskowski, whose districts include the state juvenile institution, say federal judge James Peterson's order from July is causing inmates to attack staffers while hurting nonviolent offenders. The judge acted on a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union and juvenile inmates by ordering reductions in the use of pepper spray, handcuffs, and solitary confinements for violent offenders. Marsha Levick of the Juvenile Law Center says those punishments violate U.S. constitutional protections for the treatment of juvenile inmates. After visiting Lincoln Hills this week, State Corrections Secretary John Litcher insists that the facility is safe. And the Lac La Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa voters made their selections yesterday for positions leading the tribe. Gloria Cobb was elected treasurer. Beverly LaBarge won the secretary position. Dee Allen, Jerome Brooks, Big John, Alice Soulier, and George W. Thompson were elected to the tribal council. A date has not been confirmed by the council for a swearing-in ceremony. And Congressman Sean Duffy was in the Northwoods Thursday, and health care was a key topic. During a stop in Crandon, Duffy was asked about several points of the Affordable Care Act, which Duffy has consistently voted against. He says Congress is still looking at options. He says he doesn't think the bipartisan deal worked out this week will happen, and he still favors block grants to the states.
What kind of reform do we get? Can we get rid of the individual mandate, the employer mandate? Can we block grant more money to the state so we have more state control? If this is, you know, a very skinny deal on reform, but large payments to the Obamacare exchanges, I don't think that's going to fly. We're different in Wisconsin than people in California or New York or in Mississippi. So let us do our own thing. If you do that, I think we'll be pretty close to a deal.
Audio courtesy WJFW-TV, Duffy stopped at Eagle River, Crandon, and Florence. And supporters of a health insurance public option stopped by the Oneida County Courthouse Thursday to promote the idea of having a public option insurance plan sponsored by two legislative Democrats. The Badger Care public option bill would give Wisconsinites the option of purchasing Badger Care on the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Joel Lewis, speaking for Citizen Action of Wisconsin, says an analysis of rates by the group say not only could the rate spike be avoided, but that Wisconsinites who buy health insurance on their own would pay substantially less for the current rates. Lewis says the public option can be a hedge against other changes.
So the public option offers you a more affordable option than what's going to be on the marketplace next year. And it really just opens up the choices for working class people and the plans they want to choose for their families.
He says after President Trump's executive order, costs for those using the Affordable Care Act could rise sharply. Lewis directed those interested in finding out more information to go to the Citizen Action of Wisconsin website. And the weather forecast for tonight, look for Skies to be partly cloudy, low 54. Saturday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Gusty winds. Saturday night, a good chance of rain. Then Sunday, showers ending, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 57. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues, live from the WXPR studios with Blues Friday. Call in your pledge. I'm Ken Krall.